This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the third hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free this live Sunday edition. If you'd like to take control of the airwaves, you may do so. That is the point here on Free Talk Live, and our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Here in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
Me, Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
And we'll continue here. If you've got calls and thoughts, you want to join us, you absolutely can. We also have Skype username lrn.fm. In the last hour, we discussed or began discussing Chapter 11, which is one of the longer chapters thus far in Economics in One Lesson. Many of these chapters have been 2-3 pages long. This one was 10 pages.
I think this one is a little bit meandering.
Okay, yeah, I could see that. And then he also undoes everything that he said in the very last two paragraphs as well. We'll get on that here in a little bit. But talking about tariffs, I mean, the book is Economics in One Lesson by Henry Hazlitt. It's free online. If you search for it, you'll find a PDF. It's easy to pull that up. So you can read along with us if you'd like. And we're just kind of dissecting chapter by chapter, talking about the various different issues and points raised in the book. So we're talking about tariffs, and Daryl, you had read a short excerpt about
yes.
This idea of an American company that makes sweaters and a British company that makes sweaters, and the American company's sweaters are more expensive than the British company, even though it's imported from Britain. And so
you know,
the American company is saying, we need a tariff to protect us and keep us in business from this international competition.
Right. And what he says is, you know, let's look at the unseen here, because the scene is, oh, we're raising the cost of the imported goods
and saving all these jobs.
Right, but the unseen is that there's then money that is not going to Britain or China or wherever the product is coming from, which means that those people have less money to spend on other products. There are then fewer people working in other industries because there's an industry in the U.S. that's being protected. So there are people that could be, instead of making sweaters, making cars.
Right, Americans who could be doing something, who would otherwise be employed somewhere else, they're making sweaters instead because the government has made it profitable to do so.
Yes, and then, you know, there's also the Brits that would not have the money to spend on other things, and this goes back kind of to the broken window fallacy of, oh, well, broken windows are good because it requires the glazier to wind up staying in business because he's got to make a pane of glass, and then the window installer gets a job, and this person and that person. But then there's the unseen of, well, the guy that had the broken window could have spent his money on this, that could have kept this guy employed, that could have then wound up keeping these other people. So there's the seen and the unseen, and that's something that a lot of people don't really look at. And then he says,
right, that what is seen is the sweater industry that otherwise
yes.
wouldn't exist, and what is not seen is the savings that you were previously getting when you were operating in a free market and you were getting $10 sweaters from England.
Yes. That then frees up $5 that you could spend on something else.
Right. And
not only you could spend, but everybody else who would buy the sweater, and that in
correct.
The aggregate is however many millions of dollars that otherwise could have been spent on all kinds of something else's
right.
for all of those people. And all of that is unseen. Or what about the person who, you know, to a lot of people, $5 is no big deal. But to some people, it is a big deal. What about the person who would have been able to afford a $10 sweater, but the $15 sweater, they might have to go cold for a while before they
right.
can afford that.
Right.
So what about them?
And then he flips this and says, okay, let's look at something to where somebody is lobbying for the implementation of a new tariff, not, you know, people lobbying against, or rather lobbying for repealing an existing.
Mm-hmm. Right. The chapter has six sections. In the first section, he talks about Adam Smith and how we haven't learned the lessons of the Wealth of Nations. In the second section, he talks about a tariff repealed and what the effects, according to Hazlitt, what the positive effects are of a tariff being repealed. And then the third section, which I believe you're talking about now,
yes,
is an example where he's explaining what the fallout is when you create a tariff and what happens from that.
Right. So another short excerpt here. He says, because the American consumer had to pay $5 more for the same quality of sweater, he would have just as much left over to buy anything else. He would have to reduce his expenditures by $5 somewhere else, mm-hmm, in order that one industry might grow or come into existence. 100 or other industries would have to shrink.
If he really wanted that sweater, he's willing to pay the $5 extra. That's $5 he might have gone out to spend at Starbucks or some other item that he might have not needed as much as he needed the sweater, because he'd rather stay warm with a sweater than have something to drink. But ultimately, that meant that Starbucks then lost out on that sale. What about the baristas?
Right. So in order to have 20,000 people employed in the sweater industry, 20,000 fewer would be employed elsewhere. So here's that unseen of what industry is being stifled because the sweater industry is being subsidized.
We have no idea.
And then
a lot of them.
And then, yeah, let's sort of take a look at Bastiat, who wrote the Candlemaker's Petition, that was one of the most brilliant works of satire in human history, to where he lobbied the French legislature to try to force people to wind up closing their blinds to protect the candlemakers from a free foreign source of light. That free foreign source being the sun. We must make sure that the candle makers stay in business. But then what happens? So we're subsidizing the candle industry, and then nobody innovates the light bulb. Mm. And then nobody innovates, you know, these other things because something is being subsidized.
Yeah, right. part of civilization is taking advantage of individuals and their own individual advantages over you. Ian, you're better at running a radio show than I am. I'm better at cleaning than you are.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I can exchange in some way based on that, and we both come out ahead. And tariffs are a way to negate that civilizational advance of specialization. And forget the other term that I'm trying to think of, but it means the same thing.
Right. Mm. But this also sort of ties in, and, you know, I'm not really a fan of the way some of this is split apart to where it makes it sound like tariffs is one thing and full employment is another, but they're intertwined to where, you know, just because you have full employment doesn't mean you have full production. Just because,
yeah, we touched on that a couple weeks ago.
Right, and just because you're subsidizing one industry to make sure that 20,000 people are employed making sweaters doesn't mean that people are being as productive as they could be. It means that innovation might be stifled. There could be, you know, some sort of way to make a sweater a lot cheaper in the United States, but that's being hindered because we need to make sure that these people have jobs.
Right, and we're looking at these issues or the examples of the tariff and applying it versus not only with this one example in a vacuum of the sweater company, but, you know, in reality, tariffs are applied on so many different products,
right,
and, you know, imports and exports and so on and so forth. Restrictions, total prohibitions.
Right.
So, you know, you add all of this together, and it's mind-bogglingly incalculable, the negative, deleterious economic effects of this stuff. All of the unseens are impossible to even fathom.
Right.
How much we're missing out on, how much wasted productivity there is, how much wasted money that there is, and how much economic misallocation as a result of this. It's tremendous.
And we,
it's huge.
The three of us are abolitionists of sorts. We're advocating for the abolishment of coercive governments.
Yeah.
The abolitionists from 160, 170 years ago were often asked, who would pick the cotton? If not for the slaves, who would pick the cotton? We're always at, you know, who would build the roads?
Mm-hmm.
But once a freer market emerged, there became the cotton gin that wound up doing it a lot better, and then nobody was being coerced and forced into picking cotton.
We're going to continue here. More on tariffs from Economics in One Lesson. Ian, Johnny Ray, and Daryl, you can join us and bring up what you want. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-5495. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-5495. That's 1-800-957-5495. 1-800-957-5495.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Live, and we're here live on this Sunday edition of the program with you tonight. Ian here.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
We got more on tariffs coming up here. We're talking about Economics in One Lesson by Henry Hazlitt. Chapter 11, we're going to continue with that. Your calls and thoughts also, of course, welcome. And if you want to save big money on some web hosting, that's good economics, go to hostgator.com/FTL. And you can save 50%, that's 50% off of their regular prices by using URL hostgator.com/FTL. And by the way, Hostgator is one of the top hosting companies out there with a 99.99% uptime rating. They also have a simple one-click easy installation for WordPress and a 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support with a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. So to get that special offer, just go to hostgator.com/FTL. That's 50% off for you because you listen to Free Talk Live. HostGator.com/FTL. Let's talk to David in New Mexico. He's on via Skype.
Yeah, I didn't mean to sidetrack your conversation.
It's Free Talk Live. You can call in about anything. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah. First of all, side note, since you had Hung on earlier, Hung, if you're listening, I know that the military is not a popular topic here in a positive sense, but I'd like to hear more of Hung's experience in the Air Force, since he said it was a good thing in his case. What I called about is hanging on from yesterday, so we'll see what kind of continuity of thought I have from saving it for a day. And you had a caller that you were talking with that was talking about the college campuses being more totalitarian, which can be either communistic or fascistic. And in this case, I believe you were talking about towards the left side. And I agree with that. You were asking or questioning whether they're haven't they always been that way? And, you know, I can think back to, like, in my case, thinking back to before I went to college. I was in college in the 80s. And so in the 70s or in the early 70s, late 60s, you had the Vietnam kind of stuff. And that kind of died down. And then it was, when I was there, it was a pretty much, you know, it was not at all totalitarian and communistic, at least in my perception, and I was almost as perceptive then as I believe I am now. But in today's age, I got to tell you that, you know, I'm in New Mexico and in Albuquerque, and we're talking about the University of New Mexico as opposed to I was in Minnesota. At the University of Minnesota, but here it's incredibly totalitarian and on the left, and I can give you example after example after example compared to different things. And let me first of all, this is a compliment your way, in that I appreciate that you, as being a radio in the radio business, having a radio talk show, that you to a far higher degree allow people to speak their mind on your program more than any other program I've ever encountered. And I'm speaking predominantly, my main experience has been in this last decade here in New Mexico in the Albuquerque market with the three or four different radio stations and five or six or seven different programs that I've encountered. And that ties in because the worst of the radio stations here, and the commercial ones are censoring as well, both the one that carries you and its competitors. However, the university station, which is a public radio station, the KUNM, is far worse, and they very much behave in a totalitarian manner. And when you listen to their programming all day long in their talk formats, it's left wing, all of the different talking points, you know, half of the day. And then even when they switch to playing music, music that is not held out to be of a political nature, music programming that's held out to be of a musical nature, still there's the music itself, the songs it's themselves are political half of the time, and then when the commentator comes on, half of the things that come out of their mouth are political of nature. And the University of New Mexico, like all other public institutions, you know, a very, very, very high amount of their funding is coming from your pocket. It's your money. It's taxpayer money. They're not a private business. You know, so if the
I bet if you showed up there, and said you wanted to volunteer for the radio station and you had a different perspective than what is usually heard on those airwaves, they might make life a little difficult for you. Or even if you got a, by some miracle, were actually allowed on the air, they might put you in the overnight dungeon, so to speak, where nobody is listening or very few people are tuned in. That wouldn't surprise me at all. I mean, I know that the college radio station here in Keene at Keene State College is supposed to allow members of the community to come in and have a show. You have to volunteer for the station, I think, to some extent, and then you can get on the air. But it wouldn't surprise me if there were controls in place that you didn't necessarily know about until you got involved, and they probably would make things difficult for you to get involved.
Yes, anybody can go in there and start to participate if they want to. I'm convinced of that. However, I'm also convinced that, yes, if you did start to voice beliefs and ideas that were contrary to what is, I can't think of a single bit of content. I'm fully aware of their programming 24/7. I can't think of any of it, zero, that you could put into a right or a conservative or whatever. But at best, it's neutral.
It's frustrating, especially you made the point that it's taxpayer dollars that are paying for this. Their taxpayer dollars are paying to propagandize people with pro-government propaganda. And you see it not just happening at the university level, but the state level. Daryl, you and I were at the State House last week here in New Hampshire. You with LibertyLobby.LLC or LibertyLobby.info, which is your LLC that you're lobbying with now.
Yes.
And I was just there to assist and record video. We got video of you testifying on a bill that would have made it more difficult for the various bureaucrats from across the state to actually go and testify on bills, which they currently now do all the time.
Specifically, it would have prohibited municipal and county funding to be used for the purposes of lobbying.
Right.
So right now there's the New Hampshire Municipal Association that all but two municipalities in New Hampshire are members of, meaning that the lobbyist is hired, that all of his funding for him lobbying comes from the dues paid by all but two of the municipalities in this That's all tax dollars.
And all he does is goes into these hearings and advocates for bigger government and more control.
And against freedom of information and other stuff because, that'll make it more difficult and it'll encourage people to file frivolous blah, blah, blah. Stop infringing on people's rights.
But these guys shouldn't be. If a state or city bureaucrat wants to go testify for more government, then they should be doing it on their own dime.
Right.
They should be taking
and
time off.
And there's another bill. There's another bill that would specify that if they don't have their supervisor's permission, an invitation from the chair of the committee, they will have to take a vacation day to show up to testify.
Thanks for the call tonight, David. I appreciate it. Yeah, we haven't gotten to that bill yet, but the video from the one I was talking about is up right now. It's on the Free Keene YouTube channel, and I'll be putting up a blog post later tonight. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We'll continue. More on tariffs on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong. We all know it.
I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school. Morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution. Americans, ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie. Info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, Sunday edition of the show. We're talking economics. We got more on tariffs coming up here, including Johnny Ray. You want to undermine the arguments for tariffs. We'll get into that coming up here in a few moments. Your calls and thoughts are, of course, welcome. And our number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you're a libertarian, if you love freedom, if you're a voluntarist, a liberty-loving anarchist, you really owe it to yourself to check out the migration of libertarians to New Hampshire. There are thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented folks like us who have already moved. Thousands more are planning a move here. There are different migrations that are active. There's the Free State Project. There's the Shire Society. And then there's just people who want to move without joining anything. There's a lot of people who love freedom all coming to the same geographic area. And it turns out when that happens, we can actually win. We can actually have some success. You want to see a little bit of the political scene, you can watch some of these videos we just talked about a moment ago from Liberty Lobby that are going up over at Free Keen's YouTube and also on the Liberty Lobby YouTube as
yes.
well. That's just one of the sides of things. There's a lot of activism going on here. And there's a great movie that really kind of sums up a lot of how great it is to be in New Hampshire already. let alone all the future wonderful things that can happen when we actually concentrate enough libertarians in one geographic area. I would recommend checking out the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. It's a great movie. It's about an hour-long documentary film. You can watch it for free over at 101reasonsfilm.com. That's 101reasonsfilm.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts, Sarah, in New Mexico, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I just want to mention them. Do you know that Angela Davis, you know who she is, right? She was an activist that was jailed a while ago.
Well, no. Angela, what for?
Angela Davis was an, she was a black activist a while ago, and then she was a community leader. And she was at a women's march. That's what I wanted to let you know. And she was also at the radio show. She was one of the speakers about the women's march at NPR News. But you know, to me, she was the biggest celebrity at the march. I mean, we had Madonna and Alicia Keys and and so forth. But you don't know who she is?
I never heard of her.
Angela Davis was a known communist, and she was arrested and jailed about, 20 years ago. She's black, and now she's a university professor in California. But I don't know too much about her. But I know that she was involved in some kind of movement, and she still is involved. But I just want to say that she is a communist like me. And, you know, when I heard that there was a communist in America, it inspired me to become a communist. Because I remember, it's like, what communist in America? I said to myself.
There's actually a communist party, and Angela Davis, according to Wikipedia, was twice the vice presidential nominee for the communist party in the 80s.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what it is. I did not know, I heard about her, and I was very shocked to hear that there was a communist in America. Well, it turns out that we had a communist party in America since the 1920s. You know, because we had the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia in 1917, and then we had the Communist Party here since the 1920s and the 30s. And so then, you know, again, you're talking about
she
economics.
Seems to be a little confused. I pulled up her speech here. She made a speech at the Women's March over the weekend. And while she says a few things that, you know, I find agreeable, like, you know, the fact that no human being is illegal, I agree with her there. She also seems to be confused because if she is indeed a communist, as it sounds like she is, she quotes at the end of her speech that, quote, this is just the beginning, and in the words of the inimitable Ella Baker, quote, we who believe in freedom cannot rest until it comes, unquote. Well, if you believe in a communist state, you, by definition, do not believe in any semblance of freedom.
Right, but she might be the same sort of confused type of person as our frequent caller, Greg, in New York, who thinks that freedom means freedom from having to make decisions because somebody else makes those for you.
Or freedom from want.
Freedom from want, yeah.
Where
you have to give up. You have to give up your old freedoms in order to get these new freedoms. You've got to give up your individual freedoms in order to get the plenty that is coming to you. If you'll only give up your sovereignty, if you'll only join the collective and do what the collective tells you to, then you will gain access to the freedom from want.
But I,
so
you know
is
what? I just want to figure out what's so free about this capitalist America. I really wanted to know. So they promote freedom. I don't see anything free about it. You know,
well, this isn't a free country. It is a mostly socialist country right now.
Well, almost, but it's the socialism kind of is losing right now because the capitalists are going back to the way they were in the 1930s.
That's a false dichotomy. It's there's socialism, there's fascism here in the United States. There's no freedom. There's more freedom here in comparison to other countries. There are fewer restrictions here compared to a lot of other countries, but it's not even the freest of all of the nations in the world.
And us libertarians often like to talk about crony capitalism, Sarah, where politically connected folks in business are able to thrive because they're connected and they have access to perks, and people, regulators will look the other way. So certain people in business are able to thrive, but most people, if you're not, if you don't know a senator, then you're not going to do so well. The OSHA is going to crack down on you, and that is crony capitalism, and it's not freedom.
Well, what I have seen is that once they got disassembled, the Soviet Union, and it turned them into capitalists, what happened is that the capitalists here, they're going back to the capitalism of the 1930s and before. You know, capitalism where there was no welfare, no food stamps. You remember the Great Depression? Everybody was living in tents, starving and bleeding to death. Well, that's where they wanted.
Well, it wasn't everybody. It was, you know, a sizable number, but it was not everybody. It was far from everybody, and it wasn't even a majority of people.
Wasn't the Great Depression brought on by government manipulation of the
It was, and that's what I was about to point out, is it was brought about because of government manipulation of currency. It's similar to something that's happening in Venezuela, that socialist paradise of Venezuela, where the currency is being manipulated, it's being inflated so much that the Venezuelan central government stopped actually calculating their inflation rate, because they know that once it hits a certain official rate, they enter into what is classified hyperinflation. And what's the black market rate now for the Bolivar Fuerte? The official rate is 10 Bolivar to a U.S. dollar.
It's gone back up. It's 3,753 Bolivar Fuerte to one U.S. dollar.
So on the black market. Yeah. And that's what happens when you've got, you know, a socialist government that is controlling everything, and then they go in and they seize toys and redistribute those. They wind up charging people with price gouging for charging slightly above wholesale. And no, you are not allowed to sell this for more than what you paid for it, Mr. Shop Owner. You have to sell this below your cost. Mm. And by the way, you're not allowed to go out of business.
Thank you, Sarah, for your call here tonight. And it would be interesting just to, if we don't have time for it, but to read the full speech that this commie made at the weekend Women's March. She does say at the very end that the next 1,459 days of the Trump administration will be 1,459 days of resistance. Resistance on the ground. Resistance in the classrooms. Resistance on the job. Resistance in our art and in our music. Well, what about... why not resist during the Obama administration when he was dropping bombs on innocent people all around the world? Why? Where was the resistance then? Was that okay with these people? Because, you know, the bombs were dropped by somebody who was a little more commie. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We're talking tariffs. More coming up.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone right now. Because if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll qualify to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 nights by being one of the first 100 lucky callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-940-1740. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So don't wait. To guarantee your 10-night in-home trial, be one of the first 100 lucky callers to call now. 1-800-940-1740. That's 1-800-940-1740.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5520.
800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 Paul Revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. There's enough time for you. If you dial right now, you can join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. We've been talking off and on here for the last hour or so about economics in one lesson. Long chapter, about 10 pages in length. We're hurtling through, and I think we're going to actually make it through this one tonight. We've been talking about tariffs. We're reading one chapter from Economics in One Lesson by Henry Hazlitt on a weekly, generally weekly basis here. So you're welcome to follow along with us at home if you, but not in your car. Probably a bad idea to read while driving. So, next week we'll do chapter 12. If you want to try to catch up, you're welcome to. It's free. If you look for it online, you'll find it. Economics in One Lesson. Johnny Gray, you said you wanted to undermine some of the popular arguments in favor of tariffs.
Yes, I want to do some good while I'm here on the radio tonight. I'm not sure if I'll be able to, but one way to do so would be to reach out directly to that listener who believes that tariffs are necessary to protect his job and to protect his wages, because without a tariff, his skill, he won't be able to use it. Wages will drop because there won't be enough work in the U.S. When in fact tariffs do nothing but throw sand on the gears of commerce. Mm. You know, in the example that Hazlitt gives us, he's talking about sweaters, a finished product, and hopefully I'll have a little time to get into some of the effects of what putting a tariff on commodities or raw goods do to industry here in the U.S. But the effect of the tariff in the example he uses does not increase employment. because the only thing that happens is that people who were Americans who were otherwise doing something else are now encouraged to get into the sweater business, which was already being served by the British in this example. So America was getting its sweaters, and it was getting them at cheaper. At a cheaper price than otherwise. So all you're doing is just slowing
down. Employment. You're not increasing overall employment. You're shifting existing employment.
Right. You're changing the... He uses the words changing the structure of something in the chapter, but he might be talking about something else.
Right. You're changing the incentives, definitely, because, you know, otherwise, if something weren't being subsidized, people would be incentivized to innovate and try to improve the processes or look for work elsewhere where their skills are probably of better use instead of, well, I can make a lot of money making sweaters, so I'm just going to go be a sweater maker.
Also, Ian, a proponent of tariffs might suggest that it protects us from low quality. People accuse the Chinese of dumping steel on the U.S., and they use the term dumping, which has a precise definition that I think means something. It can mean that you're selling a good in a foreign country for less than you would sell it in your own country for the sole purpose of gaining some kind of competitive advantage. And that example, I think, is helpful if you consider, like I said before, a raw good coming into the U.S., okay, so you put a tariff on steel, which we have here. Mm-hmm. We have steel tariffs in the U.S., and you're protecting the steel workers and people who otherwise would not be Americans, who otherwise would not be employed in the steel industry, now have jobs in the steel industry. But consider the manufacturer, the American manufacturer, who uses steel as an input in his finished product.
He's paying more.
Or, consumers are paying more.
Or he's no longer using steel and finding cheaper alternatives. Because I remember when all three of us were younger, most automobiles had a steel frame. And now they're using, you know, some sort of alloy, and the bodies are no longer actual metal. They're mostly plastic.
True.
So they're using cheaper alternatives instead of something that actually winds up giving more protection to the people inside of this giant hunk of metal, rolling it 50 to 80 miles an hour.
Yeah, that may have something to do with it. Eric Peters over at ericpetersauto.com, he says that that's all about the cafe standards, and it's all and
government.
The reason, yeah, government cafe standards to reduce fuel emissions, to reduce automotive emissions,
to lessen the weight of the auto,
right? It lessen the weight
efficient.
Of the and
increase fuel efficiency. Although back in the 90s, you may recall, or it might have been the late 80s, there was the Geo Metro that was a little three-cylinder car that actually got better gas mileage than the Honda Prius.
Anyway, so in a modern economy. In a modern global economy, you have specialization and you have division of labor. And this is how you progress. This is how you advance, by letting people play to their own strengths. And some people get a little butthurt about that because maybe they're an American and they want to do that job, even though somebody else in another country can do it for less and provide you with the same product or service for less. Americans, I'm an American, damn it, and this is my specialty and I want to do it and I don't want to have to compete. I want somebody to sign a law and make it more difficult for them to compete so that I can keep my job. So that's bullcrap.
Well, one of the biggest tariffs that most people do not call a tariff at all, but I will, is the tariff on labor. They call it a minimum wage, but it's basically a tariff on labor, saying you are not allowed to work for less than X.
Mm.
Now, there are, you know, variations on what X is depending on where you are in the country and what industry you're in. So if you're in a service job where you rely heavily on tips, X is about half of what, you know, most other people wind up making as their minimum. And there are some states like Massachusetts, I think they're $10 or $11 an hour now, is their mandatory minimum wage. You are not allowed to hire somebody for less than $11. And then there's other places. Washington State, I think, is stepping up to 15.
Over the
New
years,
York
yeah.
State is stepping up to 15. California is working on the step up to 15. So that at some point in the next, like, 5 to 7 years, you will not be allowed to hire somebody for less than $15 per hour unless it's one of these service jobs where they rely on
like
tips.
Waitressing, yeah.
Waitressing is generally, you know, the exception, but there might be a couple other things. But that is a tariff on labor.
I want to. I know you got more, Johnny Ray, but before we, you know, end the show tonight, I want to make sure we touch on the end of this chapter.
Sure.
Because after a long chapter of outlining why tariffs are bad, why tariffs are, you know, economically damaging, why they actually cost jobs and cost productivity and cost the people who are the end buyers of the products more than they otherwise should. He then actually adds, as a postscript to this chapter, he says, I should add that its argument is not directed against all tariffs, including duties collected mainly for revenue or to keep alive industries needed for war, nor is it directed against all arguments for tariffs. So, I mean, he goes on, but he negates all of his arguments in the last two paragraphs.
I think the last two paragraphs suggest... It really feels like the what I call half step and Hazlitt rearing his ugly head again.
Yeah, he's done this before in the book. Yeah.
Right,
he's done this on basically every chapter.
Yeah,
in almost. The book.
But if you read the sentence carefully, he's actually. I mean, you could construct his meaning to just to. It doesn't necessarily mean that he's saying. Tariffs, duties collected for revenue, or to keep alive industries needed for war. He's not. All he's saying that I can see here is that's not what this chapter is about. He could still be against that. Although, I mean, I'm with you.
It sounds like he isn't.
He's
explaining, here's all the reasons tariffs are bad.
But we need a couple.
But we need some because
he doesn't say we need
revenue
some.
And
he doesn't
war.
Say we need them. But that's reading between the lines here. Because he has, you know, in the past chapters, he has made it sound as though he's a minarchist. He's a small government guy. He's not ever advocated for the abolishment of the state, at least that I've seen in the book so far. I don't know of any of his other writings. At this point in his life when he wrote this book, it seemed as though he thought it would be okay to have some of these economic screw-up policies, but he was generally against having most of them.
I'm glad that you brought that up because tariffs, duties in order to keep us ready for war are a main argument people use for them. And my answer to that is if you want to go to war, just maintain good relations. Don't be the enemy of the entire world.
That would be helpful.
And then you can trade for the things you need.
If you want to hit more points on tariffs next week, Johnny Ray, make a note. We can bring those back. Meanwhile, we'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. Don't forget Daryl over at libertylobby.info.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.